This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
See what I saw during the break there about the polls regarding a national mask mandate? Huge percent of Democrats that want it, but a majority of Republicans want it. That surprises me. Who would want a mandate about anything? Can't you decide for yourself? I mean, polls like that worry me more than anything about the future. People are so quick to give up their freedoms. It's unbelievable. Can't believe I just saw that. All right. Let me get back to it here, folks. It's a Friday. Friday's a great day for lunch. What's for lunch today at PetroServe USA? Home cooking. That's what's for lunch. And they have the great grab-and-go convenience, so you can grab it and go. If you're on the run, two sloppy joes and chips. Boom, you're out the door. I-29 and Harwood exit location for PetroServe USA. Chicken bacon ranch sandwich. Wow. Let's see. Chicken, bacon, ranch. Check, check, check. I might throw a couple slices of beef on it, too. Make that like a burger. Never mind. Anyway, the 12th Avenue location has that, I-29. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken tenders or a bacon cheeseburger. Now, there you're talking. Bacon cheeseburger. Have you had a bad one? Not a PetroServe USA ever. 4 for $4 deal at all their locations, the pizza, the two cookies, the 20-ounce drink. The chicken is fantastic. The specials are great, and they're smiling. They always are smiling at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. You get that unleaded 88 by the cheapest gas in all of North Dakota right there at PetroServe USA. Guaranteed every time, any place with unleaded 88, they have them at PetroServe USA. So, there you go. All right. It's time for the Talk Radio Town Hall, ladies and gentlemen. Every week on your radio, Senator Kevin Cramer right here for a statewide audience, available to answer any questions that you might have, take any comments that you might have, whatever it is. Pretty extraordinary. So take advantage of it. Give us a call at 800-228-0550. Send us a text at 701-367-2054. Senator Cramer, welcome back, and happy Friday, sir.
Friday to you. Thank you. It's good to be back.
I understand you just wrapped up a phone call with the Treasury Secretary of the United States, Stephen Mnuchin. I have sources.
Well, you have sources.
Yep.
Of course you do. I suppose he called you and told you. Well, actually, every weekday morning, and frankly, now that I think about it, it's even Saturday, the Republican senators have a call with Secretary Mnuchin and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to work on the negotiations and get updated from their standpoint, them get updated from us, what we're willing to sort of give or demand in their negotiations with Speaker Pelosi. And so I've taken advantage of every one of those to spend some time on the phone with them as they negotiate, make sure they know what North Dakotans want and need, and then to hear what the status of things is. So you probably saw or heard that the negotiations have not gone well, that the most recent demands by Speaker Pelosi were, we aren't going to negotiate unless you publicly announce your support for $2 trillion, regardless, just $2 trillion, whatever we spend it on, we can work that out, but you have to announce support for $2 trillion, which, of course, they're not going to do, we're not going to do, and it demonstrates their lack of seriousness in wanting to get to a solution.
Somebody texted me last night that they saw something on Tucker Carlson's show. It was evidently a restaurant owner from Texas who said the change to the PPP plan, where there is now forgiveness rather than a grant, meant a humongous tax bill for businesses. Is that something that can be fixed? Is that accurate? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, I don't know that it's accurate. I mean, we've looked into it. We've had this discussion back and forth for the last couple of weeks. trying to get our hands wrapped around it. I think there's a fair bit of misinformation. And what this stems from is the idea that if, for example, if you borrow the money, you spent it the way you said you spend it, it's forgiven, it becomes a grant. But the amount that, you know, your payroll that you paid that then for some reason is not tax deductible. And so, and so there's some information out there that that's the case. We don't know that that's the case yet. Treasury's still working on it.
Is it fair to say that if it's found that the forgiveness, which obviously everybody appreciated, they like the idea of
right,
that, but
sure.
that comes with a you know a hit on the tax side that you'd find a different way to do what you're trying to do?
Well, probably. I mean, first of all, we could prescribe that it wouldn't be taxable, although remembering that a lot of other things aren't. So in the CARES Act, for example, the direct stimulus checks are not taxable. So it's a little bit, a little bit confusing, and that confusion is always a problem, Scott. So we need to continue to work with Treasury, the IRS, which, of course, is under the Treasury, and make sure we get that squared away. I'm not convinced that it isn't fixable if it's not already fixed, but that is a legitimate concern that has been raised by some.
I did want to get that one in, though, because I remember it came in last night as
yep.
I was making my way back from Bismarck to Fargo,
yep.
So now we've addressed that one. This is for you folks. Any question, any topic, anything you want to get an answer on, something you're seeing on the news, somebody said earlier in the program that whatever is reported on the national news, you might want to consider the opposite is probably true. So, if you hear something you don't know, you want to know, this is the way to get your answer. Rich in Battle Lake is first up, and by the way, the telephone number is 800-228-0550. Kevin and Todd, could you give the countdown for me to give the number for the people that like a little more time to actually jot
five,
down the number?
Four, three, two, one.
And now I'm able to give the number one more time?
Yes.
Okay. 800.
Do we have to count down over again? You're supposed to do the number on the count.
800.
Kevin, come on.
800. No, wait now. 800-228 0550. That's a public service. Consider it my Christmas gift in August for you, ladies and gentlemen. You can also text 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Or Todd would gladly take your text to 226-8503. Rich in Battle Lake for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead, Rich.
Yeah. Hi, Scott and Senator. I'm wondering, since the Supreme Court is a branch of the government, why doesn't the court automatically shoot down an unfair idea like mail-out balloting and also shut down sanctuary city voting?
So, great point. While the court, the judiciary branch, is a co-equal branch of the government, one of the three, the process for the court to act, of course, is lawsuits. And for it to get to the Supreme Court, it's hard to abbreviate the process of getting to the Supreme Court, although a question like federalizing voting, for example, could be one of those things that Justice Department maybe if it got into a debate or a litigation with the state, maybe could get to that point. I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't want to be. But to your point on both those issues, they are constitutional questions. I mean, remembering that voting, for example, that there's a lot of opinions. There's two big ones. We should have wide open, universal mail-in voting nationally. And the other one is that, you should always vote in person, period. But the fundamental question that I always get back to is voting and elections are a state responsibility. They are not a federal responsibility. Every state appropriately manages their own states. Now, we may not like ballot harvesting in California. We probably don't like the very liberal application of mail-in voting in New York, but they manage that at their states. We manage ours in North Dakota. And so there's that. That's sort of the fundamental argument. To me, the question could become, should the federal government intervene in not allowing certain types of voting? And that's a tougher question because, there was a move a few weeks ago. The president announced you know, possibly doing an executive, order prohibiting, you know, mail-in voting in these other states like California. And California's a good example where they have the, you know, ballot harvesting. It's just outrageous that we even allow such a thing. But that steps on, could that be stepping on a state's right? And I just, my personal view is let's just not go down the path of federalizing elections, period, and letting states do it, you know, within obviously the constraints of the Constitution, but do it the way the state wants to manage it being done.
Given that, I guess if you're going to mail them out to who knows who, that automatically should make it unconstitutional. If we don't know who these ballots are going to, they could be a bunch of bust-in illegals or something.
Oh, they wouldn't even have to be bussed in to be mailed out. Yeah, that's right. The problem. Is in a place like California where they harvest, where one person can go around the neighborhood and collect 1,000 ballots and right. deliver them.
It's a huge issue. Donald Trump himself says it's the thing he worries most about between now and Election Day, Rich. So you've nailed it. Tim and Fargo, you're next with Senator Kevin Cramer on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that
dot. Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant main street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thank you.
days to Election Day and counting down the days to Big Iron because it's happening. That's right, it's happening. It's on as scheduled. September 15th to the 17th, and I hope more people come to Big Iron than have ever gone to Big Iron ever, just to prove this is getting ridiculous, what's going on. So really support these folks. 32 days away, the 2020 Big Iron event, the Red River Valley Fairgrounds in High Plains Apache, and also thanks to Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, who helped make this happen, deemed this essential agriculture. It is a very important event every year for agriculture. A lot of international attendance. You have all kinds of high-level discussions about where things are at, and folks from the Department of Agriculture in the United States and elsewhere, so should be good. And guess what? Our friends at High Plains Apache wanted to remind you not to miss it. Biggest and best in farm machinery, technology to help today's growers, and, of course, the good folks at High Plains Apache, you know what they have. Tops in application, tools and innovation, the best sprayers. Check them out at highplainsapache.com and see them at Big Iron. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer, 21 past the hour. And Mike is next with a question for, I'm sorry, Tim in Fargo is next, and then Mike on the road. So, Tim, go ahead for Senator Cramer. You're up.
I got a question about the federal unemployment assistance, the pandemic assistance. I've been out of work since September. I am not eligible for the state unemployment and just keep getting the runaround on being eligible for the federal. I've applied now for several weeks, and they told me I don't have an updated resume, which I haven't worked since September, so any resume they've had has been out there since September. Just wondering what options I have or what to do next. It's been almost a year now since I've worked.
Sure.
You know,
sure. So what I'm a little confused about, I have to admit, and we may need to talk offline or get more information, but I do want to flesh this out a little bit because the unemployment insurance program is, as you know, state-run. It is a state program. The federal supplement is exactly that. It's a supplement on top of what the state pays out. Now, that $600 a week supplement expired, but the president's executive order now provides another $300 to be matched by $100 by the state, and there's a lot of creative ways the state can match that $100, including their existing unemployment benefits. So if you know if you're getting $300 from the state, $100 of that can be applied for the other $300 to be added. So I don't know that you can get the federal part without the state's being on the state program. So because they manage it, they administer it, and that's one of the issues. That's a little bit confusing now with the new executive order. It's a different pot of money, so there's a little bit of a different bureaucracy, but they've pretty much got that boiled down to pretty basic now too. So anyway, you know, I'd be happy to have our team look into your personal situation offline, but I'm not sure, at least off the top of my head, of a way to receive the federal benefit without being in the state unemployment insurance benefit program.
Sure, and I've applied for the state, and due to the circumstances of my departure, I just wasn't eligible at the time, but I understood the federal one was available for people that were denied state unemployment.
Okay.
So, are not eligible
well,
for state
unemployment. Can we get your, I do, Scotty, if I can, Tim, I'd like to get your personal information and have one of my people contact you and follow up and see if there's something that, you know, that we can do on your behalf.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hang on, Tim, if you would, and we'll get that information from you. Daniel, if you just get this to us, we'll pass it on to Senator Cramer's staff. 800-228-0550. Okay, back to Mike on the road. Mike, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, Senator Cramer, I had a conversation with him at one time, and he said he was in favor of lifting the cap on Social Security. After a person makes $138,000, they no longer pay into Social Security. If they lifted the cap, Social Security would be solved. They could actually reduce the amount on people at lower income levels. But I can't understand why he's taken no action about making the people who earn over $138,000 pay into Social Security. I'd like to hear how he explains his inaction on that.
Sure. Actually, we've had quite a bit of action on it, at least the formation of groups within the United States Senate, within Congress, bipartisan discussions. There's been some legislation prepared. I don't know if it's been introduced, actually, to formulate, you know, to more formalize that process, remembering that when you're talking about the payroll taxes, the Social Security, Medicare. Those are the two trust funds that are funded that are heading toward insolvency. But remembering, and when I say, you know, raising the cap, well, it's certainly implied, and I don't mean to pretend I don't support raising the cap. What I always like to caveat that with is putting everything on the table. In other words, as soon as you and I have this discussion, there are going to be conservatives in the Republican Party going, oh, my God, he wants to raise our Social Security taxes. But then a Democrat will say, well, you know, and this is too general, Scott, for, you know, seriousness, but for illustration purposes, they're going to say, we can't do that. Or we should do that, but whatever you do, don't raise the eligibility age. And to which I say, well, then we're never going to have the discussion. So when I talk about this, and when we discuss it back in Washington with
people, well, wait a minute, why would you have to raise the eligible age if you just took the cap off? Everybody could retire at 62. That's a bogus argument.
No, it's not a bogus argument because politics is the art of the possible. And it's not possible.
It is possible to raise the cap and keep the age at 62 or 65. If everybody paid into Social Security who made over $138,000, there'd be plenty of money. It's don't give me that runaround. The millionaires who make $1 million, nobody over $138,000 is paying into Social Security. Don't give the runaround. There'll be plenty of money. Let's see you spin this.
But it's not a spin. It's very obvious. There are 535 members of the United States Congress. There are three co-equal branches of government. There are 50 states. They're not everybody's the same. The only way to do something this massive, and by the way, the founders made it difficult on purpose to do these kinds of really big things. So a one silver bullet solution, simple response, even if the math adds up, and I'm not going to even argue with you about whether that math adds up, it may or it may not. What I'm talking about is to have this discussion and say, hell no, we aren't going your direction, but you do this one thing I want you to do. Those are people who make a point and never make a difference in the United States Senate. So I'm willing to talk about raising the cap. I actually think it is a pretty good idea. But I also know that there's no way I get to have that discussion if I don't also talk about other realities. One of the realities being, and just gives people a sense of what we are talking about, how serious this is. You know, we're only a few short years away from Medicare being insolvent. What that means is, it's not that there's no money. It means that the only money to go out is the money that comes in, which means there's 75% of the money coming in compared to what the benefits require. Social Security, similarly, it's out, you know, the out years are a little further out, but it's, you know, it's a decade. It's not like several decades. So there are little things we can do today, and one of them might be raising the cap to a certain level, might be taking the cap off altogether. It might be, you know, increasing the age by a month per year, 10 years.
But the one thing you're not saying is the possibility of kicking the can down the road. You got to deal with it, right? You got to lay it all on the table and start that conversation. More after this.
North Dakota is building stronger communities by uniting landowners and county officials and supporting more wind power for the prairie. 29 counties are seeing wind energy enhance their schools, roads, and emergency response teams. Landowners support harnessing wind to provide consistent income for 25 years. Together, we can build a better tomorrow with good jobs and stronger communities and keep our electricity rates among the lowest in the country. Paid for by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wildfire season sparking in Southern California as well as Colorado and in Oregon, where a wildfire is burning in the Columbia River Gorge, growing to over 800 acres quickly, threatening hundreds of homes. This girl was evacuated from her family's home.
My mom almost started crying because pictures, memories are all over there. We couldn't get them all, so she doesn't want anything to happen. and she wants to be able to just go home.
Presumptive Democratic nominee for the White House, Joe Biden, is praising the peace agreement that the Trump administration helped hammer out between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. He says the historic deal could help heal divisions in the Middle East. While the Trump administration did broker the deal, Biden claims the foundation was actually laid by previous presidents, including the Obama-Biden administration. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Work to do between now and Election Day. We do. The country as we know it, America as we know it, hangs in the balance. So what do we need more than anything? We need our rest. We need to be, have our best game on. And you can get a great night's rest with the help of my friend Mike Lindell, whether it's the pillows, whether it's the mattresses. And I tell you what, that mattress topper is getting rave reviews. Have a great deal on that. Now, 30% off the already low price, and they threw in two standard My Pillows as well as part of that deal. Just call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Summer's not over, and the beach blankets and the beach towels are priced right, too. Great savings there. $40 beach blankets down to $25.99, up to 35% off when you use the promo code Scott. When you go to MyPillow.com, there'll be a radio listener specials link. Just click on that, put the promo code Scott in, you'll get the deals and whatever you need. You're going to sleep better, and we got to sleep better. We got to make this happen. All right, back to the phones. Mike, Chris, another Mike awaiting. It's Mike Day on What's On Your Mind. A ton of text I want to get to, too. Before I do, I'm looking at your Twitter feed. I'm seeing you in a picture with am I right, a 101-year-old veteran from New Rockford, North Dakota, that fought at the Normandy in the Battle of the Bulge. Is that right?
That's true. So I was yesterday spent all afternoon pretty much up in at Camp Grafton with our National Guard leadership, General Dorman and Colonel Anderson and their team to talk about what's going on with the National Guard. And by the way, Scott, speaking of the North Dakota National Guard, of all the crises and all of the emergencies that they've responded to in our state, floods, major events, protests, their response to this COVID-19 thing is remarkable. Their expertise they've brought to the table to really make things work, and allow politicians to take credit is really remarkable. Not surprising, it's just remarkable. But anyway, so on our way home, as we came through the Spirit Lake Reservation and enjoyed the beautiful scenery. And Allie Bennett, who's on my staff, new addition from Fargo, told me about her World War II great-grandfather who lives on the farm by New Rockford. I said, I want to meet him. Let's go meet him. So we go to her grandfather's farm. Of course, this is her great-grandfather's son's farm, which is 3 miles from the great-grandfather's farm. And I sat on that front porch and in awe, really, of this man who's going to be 102 in December. And his name is Irvin Longnecker. And so I said, so Irvin, like a lot of the greatest generation, I said, do you talk much about your service? Nope, no, not really, no. I said, well, what branch were you in? I was in the Army. Really? I said, where were you? Where did you serve? Any interesting places? Oh, Normandy, and I was in the Battle of the Bulge. And I feel like I'm talking to Elvis in Graceland. You know what I'm saying? And he's just, I sat there. First of all, Scotty, I thought about you. I thought about all of our, I thought about our honor flight trips, and I thought, this is the one of the best history lessons anybody could ever hope to experience. And he's sitting on a porch, you know, a couple miles outside of New Rockford, North Dakota. Anyway, I could get pretty excited about it. But so we'd snap some pictures, and I said, you don't charge, do you? And good, because I know I wanted to post something, so well, I just posted that.
Listen, World War II veterans are a national treasure, and they are sadly leaving us in huge numbers every single day. So precious few left. So, Irvin Longnecker, God
get out
bless
there and
you.
Interview him. I want you to get out there. We got to get some cameras.
I'd love
sit
to
sit on that front porch, sip some iced tea with him like I did yesterday, and his whole family, and sit and record it all, because it's pretty special.
Yeah, that is great. Let's go to another mic somewhere on the road in North Dakota. Yes, Mike, what's on your mind? Mike, are you there? Oh, lost Mike, so let's go to this Mike. Hello, Mike, you're on What's On Your Mind.
Hello.
It's Mike Day. Mike, meet Mike.
Hello.
Talk to Kevin. Hi, Mike, you're on.
Mike,
go. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm not sure the mics are hearing your mic.
Hello?
Yes,
there
Mike,
we go.
We can hear you. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, yeah. Well, I just have one question. About that unemployment deal, minus 95 a month. Why did Trump set it for $100 a month? Is that so the rich can get richer?
You're talking about the unemployment insurance benefit. Is that what you're talking about? So unemployment insurance benefits are paid out by the week, and
yeah,
the president
and minus 95 a month.
So your unemployment benefit is $95 a month. So that's where do you live?
But Trump said that they won't pay anything for underneath $100.
The unemployment insurance benefit that he put into his executive order is for $300 a week, on top of whatever the state benefit is that you'd be getting.
It also says that if your state unemployment benefit is below $100 a week, you cannot get it.
Well, so it's not quite that basic, but what it is, it's a 25-75% match. So the state's match would be 25% of it. However, what you're already getting can be applicable. And there's also the state doesn't have to take the whole 300. You know what I'm saying? So it can be prorated. Which state do you live in?
North Dakota.
Okay. And by the way, just at this point, North Dakota is not yet applied for the unemployment insurance benefit that's in the executive order. It's, as you know, new as of a week ago, roughly a little less than a week ago. It's a different pot of money because it's an executive order, not legislated, so it's coming from disaster relief funds out of FEMA. So there's just a little bit of a different bureaucracy that everybody's working through right now. So it's not quite as you articulated, but you are on to something. I mean, it is a percentage of what the state benefit is. So the unemployment insurance is a state run program. The bonus, if you will, that the president's providing through his executive order is to the states to supplement what the states are paying to the beneficiaries.
Appreciate the call.
So the people that need it the most aren't going to get it then, right?
Well, remembering that your unemployment insurance benefit is already based on a formula that's established by, you know, your work history. So it's not a quote, quote, grant or stimulus per se. It's intended for a supplement to the unemployment insurance benefit. the government. It's also why, or reopen the economy. It's also why, in addition to that, his another one of his executive orders, Scotty, was this deferral of payroll taxes that are recovered from the employees that earn less than $100,000. In other words, people that are working also get a benefit through his executive orders. They get basically a 7.5% pay increase, and then the deferral later would be funded through, you know, some other means. So one of the problems with the original unemployment insurance benefit was, first of all, it was $600 a week on top of it, but similarly on top of whatever the state was paying. But it was but it was a perverse incentive to not work. So we want to be able to reward people both who are working and people who need the unemployment insurance benefit. But to the caller's point, there is a match required. And so if it's $100 a week, you can get up to 300. You can get $300 if the state agrees. This is, again, these are state run programs.
Yeah.
If it's $50 a week, then you can get, you know, another 150.
Texter says, the last caller there said the rich get richer. That ticks me off. What's wrong with the rich getting rich? I just hate when people say that. Rich folks keep me employed. That's a good perspective from that standpoint. I use this line. I've never been hired by a poor person.
that's right. And the caller really, he was obviously frustrated, and I understand that. And I'm not really sure what his goal necessarily was or what his point necessarily was. But you do lose the argument pretty quickly when what you do is play. You play the whole class card. If you're going to play class warfare, that the point should be what about you and how can you better your circumstance and your situation, not how you can tear somebody else's down.
And by the way, we have a fair amount of reports of power lines down, emergency crews scrambling right now as a result of the winds that came through. 61-mile-an-hour wind report out of the airport, so there was significant wind. Most of that now is out in Becker, Clay, Monoma, Norman, Ottertail, and Wilkin counties as well. So this is going to be an active weather day, there's no doubt about it. And Barnesville, Detroit Lakes, Monoma now seeing most of the action and heading onward to the southeast. Okay, let's go back to the phones here, and somebody said to ask you your opinion on Measure 3. I'll take a text here. Your opinion on Measure 3.
Well, Measure 3 is, in my mind, it's just sort of a disaster. Who's ever heard of something less than one person, one vote? I mean, speaking of the Constitution and the things that the founders intended for our exceptional system, but this is what the left does. When they can't win elections based on their ideas, they come up with other schemes that somehow might find a way for them to win. Here's what I personally think, Scotty. One of their unintended consequences is if you have no party voting, which is basically what they're proposing, or you have this ranking voting, it might give a Democrat a better chance. But also you have to dress them up and disguise them as something other than a Democrat. Because what's wrong with stating your position? And part of stating your position is, of course, your party affiliation. It's supposed to matter. And the exceptionalism of the American system did not come up with a complicated voting system that allows second place to be first place or third place to have the potential for being first place. Identify your fundamental philosophy, articulate it. And try to beat the other person. It shouldn't be that difficult. But lazy democracy sometimes leads to some of this too. But one of the things that they don't intend that could very well happen is you may see only Republicans running against each other in general elections. The incompetency of the Democratic Party in North Dakota is pretty hard to argue against. And I don't see how making it easier to confuse people, really is going to make them any better as a party.
Can't win elections. You got to come up with another way, and this is the other way to deception. More coming up. So it looks like the summer of 2020 might be just a bit different than we thought, right? Well, head on in to see Vince at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, to make something better out of it. Every day made better, like Hot Spring Spas. Like all the fun they have, the game tables, and guess what? The saunas. More and more research out about saunas and how healthy they are for you. Kill everything bad. Get in that sauna. Just clear your head. And you know what? With everything canceled this year, what a perfect summer to own your very own Splash Super Pool. It's made in the USA. It's very easy to own. You'll have it for many years to come. the best swimming pool made. Sets up in less than an hour. Your very own swimming pool can be yours for as little as $90 a month or take advantage of 12 months, no interest, no payments. Take one home today. Swim tomorrow. Make your home the place to be this summer with a splash pool. From Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks. Online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you.
All this talk about defunding and disbanding our police departments is crazy. Crime is way up already. Abolishing the police would be an invitation to criminals to take over our streets. We can't let that happen.
85% of Minnesotans say they support their local police. If you agree, go to supportmnpolice.com to make your voice heard. That's supportmnpolice.com. Brought to you by Center of the American Experiment.
Moving soon? Go with a pro. Get a move estimate from Action Movers. It's easy. Now offering virtual moving quotes. Meet with one of their relocation consultants virtually from your smartphone and at your convenience. Or if you prefer, they'll come to your home or business and guide you through a stress-free move experience. Get same-day estimates with honest, straightforward pricing. Whether you're moving your home, your office, your employees, they can help you every step of the way because they make moving easy. 701-566-5532. ActionMovers.com. The only way to move.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Clapton, Let It Rain. Love this song. What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann. Buick GMC.com. Clearance time. That inventory must go. They take it in all what kinds of different clean, late model cars, trucks, SUVs, over 100, and they have to go. Buy today, get some of the lowest finance rates in years. Customers come from all over to buy a pre-owned vehicle from Schwann because they know Schwann has the best lifetime powertrain warranty in the business. Shop your used car superstore, Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Senator Kevin Cramer with us on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Ron Nesson for me Monday. I'll be live from Medora on Tuesday. Just a little bit of a preview of what's to come. A couple of questions. I'm going to go rapid fire. If we can just go real quick questions, real quick answers here. When will Donald Trump be in the region? I know he'll be in Mankato on Monday, but do you have him coming to Fargo anytime soon to let those folks in western Minnesota see the president?
No, but I thought maybe the Minnesota trip would be a little closer to us because western Minnesota is big time in play right now. The whole state, as you know, is big time in play. So Minnesota's definitely on the map, and I wouldn't be surprised if there's at least one more return trip to Minnesota, and we're trying to get him to our part of it.
What do you think of Joe Biden's national mask mandate idea?
Well, therein illustrates the fundamental difference between us and them. They believe in mandates. We believe in the individuals using common sense. And, you know, if you're going to tell people, we're just going to give you guidance, and as long as you do it the way we want you to, we won't have to mandate it. Well, that's a mandate. And at least he's got the guts to say, we're just going to mandate that you all wear masks.
Don't you think this is really their philosophy? Yeah, government control is their philosophy. That's well said, Senator. And fear might be a very nice tool between now and November, right?
No question about it. If you can scare people, create chaos, that's harder on the people in office. Just remember, folks, it'll all be okay the day after the election.
Israel. Hard to understate what happened with this deal with the UAE in 30 seconds or less, the significance of this yesterday.
Well, first of all, it's so historic, and it is extremely significant, and it sort of went by like nobody noticed because people didn't notice because, once again, mainstream media don't want, you know, success to be the story. Very significant to have an Arab nation like that in a peace talk with Israel. Their alliance, and of course we have an alliance with UAE and other Arab nations, but to have Israel involved in a you know, a deal like this is just huge. And of course it adds to the stability of the region, and it certainly helps keep Iran in check.
We used to just write big checks for hundreds of millions of dollars and then have them still hate us. So this is an interesting approach to go, a different way, right? Get an actual deal and an agreement there. A lot of people want to know your take on the post office debate. This has been elevated, many people see on the left say, oh, it's Trump just trying to, you know, destroy the post office so that there's total mayhem with the election. Who's right, and what's the fight over?
You know, actually, just this morning on a call with Secretary Mnuchin, they had the postmaster to visit yesterday. The post office seems to be in pretty good shape coming into the election for an increase in absentee voting and whatnot. They have a fair bit of cash on hand. They're going to re-implement the overtime rules, allow overtime for that cycle, so to help accommodate again what's expected to be an obvious increase in mail carrying. So they seem to have a pretty good handle on it, and it sounds like the Postmaster General was not in a panic about it whatsoever.
Scott in Bismarck, question for Senator Kevin Cramer. Let's get you in here. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Scott.
Just a real quick question. Okay, so this mail-in voting, I think, is a bunch of crap. Mm-hmm. But, okay, so if I want to go to Walmart or Sam's Club or Menards now, and it's mandated, or not, I don't want to use that word, it's their policy to wear a mask. So what's the difference between that and having you can call it mandatory at the walk-in poll sites, or if you want to go to the absentee where you got to show your ID, at the county building and do it that way, which I've done for several years, or several cycles, I should say. Well, I'm not getting why the voting in person is such a big deal.
Well, because voting in person, because when you go to Menards, you can't vote, but if you go to vote in person, and you're patriotic enough to do that, there's a chance you're going to vote Republican. And if you just allow vote by mail in places where liberals, activists run around collecting everybody's ballots at the front door and delivering them for them, Joe Biden has a better chance. That's the honest answer, and which is exactly why we have to resist federalizing this crazy across-the-board mandatory vote by mail, universal vote by mail, where everybody gets a ballot whether they want one or not. And that's what they're literally talking about doing in some states.
Appreciate the...
Go ahead,
Scott.
Is there still going to be polling places, at this local school and this and that and everything else, in addition to the mail-in or the...
Sure. Sure. So, again, this is state by state, and I would, I'd encourage you to let your opinion be known to the Secretary of State of North Dakota and your legislative leaders and the policymakers, because that will be determined. Maybe even some auditors may have authority to make that decision. I'm not sure. But at the very least, in North Dakota, when we've had mail-in voting, and we have a lot of it, let's face it, there's always a place, usually the county courthouse, at least in a county, where a person can vote even early, but vote in person.
But there also is even with low population, still a lot of really, you know, strange things that happen on multiple ballot request forms coming and everything else. So it's not easy. But appreciate the call, Senator. Thanks for the time. And we'll do it again 1 week from today. Thanks a bunch.
All right, buddy. Thanks. Bye-bye.
God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend.
If you are concerned about an elderly loved one who may be in need of long-term care, Northland Pace Senior Care Services could be the perfect alternative. Northland Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid-approved program that promotes independence through the coordination of all health services. That allows participants to continue living safely and with dignity at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit them online at northlandpace.com. That's northlandpace.com. It's the care you want for the people you love.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.